Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. We're celebrating the 14th anniversary of Tim Berry's joining our... Actually, he didn't really join our Brain Trust. He's one of the original founding members of our Brain Trust. Anybody who's with us since 98, and Tim was with us since January of 98, all the 98 folks, I consider them to be founding members because they were with me way back in the beginning, and now after all these years, he's still coming back. And Tim, again, thank you for all that you've done for us, for me, and for my audience over the last 14 years.
Oh, Jim, on the contrary, I think it's such a pleasure to have these talks, and I'm proud of what you've done, and I congratulate you on really giving value like we're talking about here. You know, there's the example.
Yeah, well, I appreciate
you
saying that.
Give people something that's good for them.
Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen, the founder of Palo Alto Software, timberry.com. You need to follow him on Twitter. Wherever Tim is, you need to know what he's up to. He's got his blog there. Just great stuff. So check it out, timberry.com. Also, paloalto.com and bplans.com. That's where you can see all the business plans you can check out. Hey, Tim, let's do another myth as we wrap up the hour. We've talked about the myth of a passion and persistence as being enough. We've talked about satisfaction and fulfillment, self-fulfillment being enough, and busted those myths. What's the next myth?
How about the myth that success has to be scalable?
I like that one.
So much of the literature and the writing about business assumes that success is a matter of counting how much revenue, how many employees,
right,
growth rates,
right,
going public, all of that.
Right.
And as I go through the world looking at real business and real people who are doing business, most of us need to remind ourselves every so often that success is different for different people.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't always scale very well. Sometimes the obsession with scaling up and growing spoils success.
Well, there's another thing, Tim, and this is another little myth inside the myth. The myth is that if you want to be happy, your happiness indicator as a business owner should be to make more money and have more stuff. The truth is that there are lots and lots of small business owners out there who are not tiny. They built up an organization. They've got some employees. Maybe they got 5 employees. Maybe they got 105 employees. But they make as much money as they need, as they want. They don't need the complication of scaling bigger, going public, et cetera, et cetera. Just because you grow doesn't mean, just because you can grow doesn't mean you're going to be happy there, is it? Does it, Tim?
No, and that's a very important point. And unfortunately, like these other two myths we're talking about, sometimes we say it so often and we hear it so often that we get trapped in it without ever taking a step back and away and saying, wait a minute, didn't I, you know, like that there's the case of the people who built the business, say, because they wanted to be able to coach the kids' soccer team.
Mm-hmm.
Or they wanted to be home in time for dinner. And suddenly they turn around and years have gone by and their having built the business makes that way less likely to happen and
right,
not more likely to happen.
Right.
And it's that there's no moment of reflection about what is success and what am I after.
You know, Tim, I've talked to some academians who have come up with the idea that you're only an entrepreneur if the business you founded could one day go public. There are people out there
boy,
who actually believe that.
Oh, and I just think they're so wrong. And having taught in a business school for 9 years, only part-time, but I will say that the business schools are bad for defining entrepreneurship and small business in a very narrow way that
right,
really relates more to a certain type of high-tech, high-growth
mm-hmm,
company rather than the 99.9% I mean, heaven forbid we use the phrase the 99%, but
right.
It is true in academia. They mm-hmm. teach that classic idea, business plan, get funded, scale up, go public.
Right.
And that's not really what drives the real world.
Here's the non-myth. Every small business owner needs to define their version of success.
Absolutely.
And if it's scaling, if it means scaling your business up, that's fine. If it doesn't, then that doesn't mean that you aren't just as successful. Hey, Tim, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Jim.
Happy anniversary. We'll see you next time. Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back, I promise. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.